just recently took a new job. So you're making almost twice as much as your last job. That's really exciting. But you found yourself splurging it. That put you into financial debt really quickly. But not just financial debt. It's what I would even say emotional debt.
Hi, this is Patrick Rodriguez, and you're listening to The Patrick Rodriguez Show. This is the place to learn pragmatic tools and methods for healing your own inner child. Today, we'll be listening to an actual client session. This was the first of six sessions to help this young man with his financial overspending. At the start of this session, he describes how he had just been promoted into a new job position. He's now earning almost twice the amount he had been earning just 6 months prior. But he now finds himself deeply in debt and relying on credit cards and short-term loans at high interest rates. Please note that the following recording is from an actual client session and is being replayed here with permission. This recording deals with some adult themes and may trigger some listeners. So now let's listen in to see how healing the underlying emotional energy has a very pragmatic outcome in his financial life.
So one of the first things that we do when we start off these sessions is we're going to do a before and after test. And all we want to do is find out, are we making progress? Are we headed in the right direction? So what I'm going to ask you to do is just reflect. Give yourself permission to just touch upon the financial decisions that you've made, like the payday loans, like the car that you recently purchased. And now I'm going to say a statement, and I'm going to ask you, on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being absolutely no, I don't relate to that at all, 10 is, yeah, that completely feels like me. I'm with it 100%. You ready?
Yeah.
I have emotional freedom in my financial decisions.
0.
Terrific. And that's our starting place. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so what I want you to do right now is just talk about finances, and then we'll just jump right into it. So tell me what your feelings are about finances.
Oh, right now my finances right now are what my feelings are about my own finances.
Terrific. So one of the first things I'm getting from you is a cloudy head. Is that your head immediately goes cloudy. Can you feel that?
I do.
It's almost what I'm feeling from you is what I would equate to having a sinus headache almost. Is like when your sinuses are very clogged up and then your head just starts to go really cloudy, foggy. Does that resonate for you?
That resonates, yes.
Terrific. So what I'm going to ask you to do is just focus on that feeling. And where I'm feeling it is almost like in the upper part of the nose is where I'm feeling it, and under your eyes. Tell me if that resonates for you.
Yeah, it does.
Cool. So just feel the feelings there. No good, no bad, no right, no wrong. It's just there. That's it, period. No good, no bad, no right, no wrong. It's just there. And now it kind of feels like it's trying to shift around to like your forehead. Now it feels like it's dissipating. Tell me if that resonates.
Yeah, I kind of feel pressure from the top of my head to the back of my head.
Recognize it and give it permission to be there. Kind of like a shared roommate experience. Not saying you like it, but the roommate's there and this is what you signed up for. Ooh, that seemed to be even more intense. Good, 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 good. So I'm guessing a lot of hidden stuff is coming up for you.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff that you didn't want to know was there is coming up is what I'm sensing. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Good. So just give it permission to be there. The shared roommate experience. It's there. Now give it permission to be there. Let go of fear of seeing that it's there. Let go of fear of knowing it's there. Because I'm getting a sense of fear of knowing. More than I'm afraid of it, it's I'm afraid of knowing it's there. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Good. So what I want you to do is I want you to give yourself permission to feel safe to feel afraid. Give yourself permission to feel safe to feel afraid. Good, 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 good. Now there's that pressure/sensation around the heart area, almost like a little bit of a pain. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, it does.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned is that you were hospitalized several months ago, and the test came back that there was no heart problems or there was nothing really definitive. And one of the things I suggested is that, hey, this could just be stress-related. I would imagine what you're feeling right now is similar to what you felt then. Does that feel about right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, and this is really scary now, because you have the fear of whatever is happening, plus the physical fear of, oh my God, what if it happens again, right?
Yeah.
Allow you to feel afraid, because that fear is there anyway, you know? It's already there. That fear is already there. So we're going to give you permission to feel safe to feel afraid. Feel safe to feel afraid. I want you to give you permission to feel safe, to feel afraid. Good. I'm feeling your body relax, like your entire body just starts to feel safe, if you will, yeah. Is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I'm really relaxed now.
Okay, I don't feel any sensation in the back of the head, or just minimal at the top of the head. Does that resonate for you?
It does.
Good. Now let's go back to feeling finances. So I want you to think of your recent financial decisions, your recent financial decisions. What is a decision that you've recently made that has the most energy behind it?
A recent financial decision that I made was, I remember the night that I spent $1,500 in one night and was left with no money to take care of my financial needs, my obligations, my cell phone, car, payment, insurance. I didn't take care of any of those things, and then instead I spent $1,500 in one night to get over. I was recently, I went through a breakup, and I went out and with a friend, and my friend didn't have any money, and I paid for him. Yeah, I just wanted to forget. I wanted to forget the feeling of messing up.
Okay, I'm going to pause you right there. I'm going to ask you to give yourself permission to feel the guilt. And yeah. More important than that is the shame. Feel the, oh, that's a big one. Feel the shame. Feeling a knotting up in your stomach over that one. Give yourself permission to feel the shame. Because when you said, I spent $1,500 in one night, that $1,500 that you spent wasn't taking care of your sick grandmother, was it?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't.
And what was the $1,500 used for? Good. Do you feel that shame? That just sent you down a tunnel of shame. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. That's what we want to get to. Feel that.
I spent the $1,500 on. I went to a
hold on just a sec before you say it. I want you to notice how much trouble you are having saying it, like the words cannot leave your mouth. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. So focus in on your stomach area, because oh my God, I'm feeling like it's just knotting up like crazy. You feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, give yourself permission to feel the physical sensations, the stomach of what I'm feeling from you is I just want to hold my stomach and bend over. I'm just like, oh, I ate a bad burrito. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel that. And sort of feel like a tightness in my chest.
Good. Good, 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 good. Yeah, I'm feeling the tightness in the chest, but what is most intense for me is this bad burrito feeling in the stomach. It's really strong. Just give yourself permission to feel what you feel. Give yourself permission to feel what you feel. It's safe to feel what you feel. It's safe to feel what you feel. Good. Now, it's safe to know what you know. Ooh, that one's pretty intense. One more time. It's safe to know what you know. It's there. It's there. And you just want to run from it. You want to escape from that feeling. You want to escape from that knowing. You don't want to know what you know. And right now we want to make it safe to not want to know what I know. I don't want to know what I know. I don't want to know what I know. I do not want to know what I know. She doesn't love me. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Good. Let's say it out loud. She doesn't love me.
She doesn't love me.
Oh, let it be there. Let it be there. Let it be there. Don't close the door. You're trying to close the door. Do you see that? You're trying to shove it back in the box.
Yeah.
Let it be there. Let it be there. Let it be there. One more time. She doesn't love me.
She doesn't love me.
Now, it's okay to feel like you want to throw up. It's okay. It's okay to feel like you just want to throw up. Because I'm imagining right about now you're probably thinking, what did I eat for breakfast? Allow it to be there. Give it permission to be there. Oh, now your head's getting into play. Feeling the head fogginess want to come back. So we want to get that going too. Allow that to be there. Allow the neck pain to be there. We don't want to keep shoving this in the box. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Allow it to be there. Give it permission to be there. You're doing great. You're doing great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, right in the solar plexus is where I'm feeling it now. I'm feeling that it's lowering in intensity, but you're starting to feel it in different areas. Does that make sense? Does that resonate for you, first of all?
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling uncomfortable.
Good. And uncomfortable, man. I would use much stronger words, but okay.
It hurts. It hurts. Patience in my chest and my head. Hurts.
Good. 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 I want to make sure I'm on the same page here.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
The feeling I'm getting from the solar plexus is a lot of internal pain, but the feeling, the emotional feeling, is I'm powerless. Almost like I can't hold up my physical body. You know, like your solar plexus is the muscles that are surrounding it are the muscles that allow you to bend, you know, have a straight back or to bend over. And it's almost like I'm feeling powerless. When I tune into those feelings, it's almost really hard to stand up straight or sit up straight. Does that resonate for you?
It does.
Good. What I'd like you to do, please, is I'd like you to focus on feeling powerless. Ooh, man, this is taking us straight back to childhood. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. Okay, getting that foggy head again. So let's give that permission to be there. And I just cleared up, too. Bummer. Let's allow that foggy head feeling to be there. Good. Give yourself permission to feel powerless. Give yourself permission to feel powerless. I get this feeling from you that it's a part of you wants to scream, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not a kid anymore. Does that resonate for you?
It does.
Good. I want you to give yourself permission to feel that energy. Now, say it out loud. I'm not a kid anymore.
I'm not a kid anymore.
No. I'm not a kid anymore.
I'm not a kid anymore.
That's right. That's right. Allow it to come up so that it can come out. I'm not a kid anymore.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Mom? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one. Whoa. Wow. Awesome. 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 That was huge. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
I just feel that just went through your entire soul, man. Wow. Nice. Good job. Good job. wow, I feel like you're able to just sit up straight. Does that resonate for you?
Well, I kind of still feel, I don't know, powerless.
Say it again. I'm not a kid anymore, Mom.
I'm not a kid anymore, Mom. I'm not a kid anymore.
Good, 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 good. Now, there's a part of you that is telling you you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to yell at your mother. You're not allowed to contradict your mother. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Tell me if you're with me. Tell me, because this is all about what you feel. What I feel is I'm just a mirror. If you don't feel it, then we need to change a little bit. So you tell me, do you feel this?
Yes.
Good. Now give you permission to be the discipline that doesn't allow you to talk back to your mother. Because that part of you is set up just to keep you safe. Because I'm guessing when you talk back to your mother as a child, things didn't turn out so great for you.
Yeah.
You with me on that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of you just wants to keep you safe. Hey, don't talk back to Mom. You're not allowed to do that. Just honor that part of you. Because we want to let that part of you know we're not talking back to Mom. We're actually just talking to that part of us that still holds those feelings in. We want those feelings to come up so that they can come out. We're not talking back to Mom. We're talking back to ourselves. And that should be okay. I kind of feel like part of you is going, oh, well, if you're just talking back to yourself, I guess that's okay. Tell me if that resonates. I know this sounds kind of crazy, but we're all a little crazy.
That resonates.
Good, 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 good. One more time. I'm not a kid anymore, Mom.
I'm not a kid anymore, Mom.
Yeah. What was cool about that one is it didn't feel like you had to yell it.
Yeah.
Does that resonate?
That resonates.
Good, good, good. Now, tell me, how does it feel to sit up straight, if you're able to?
Feels good. I don't feel what I felt the last 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Now let's take a step backwards. She doesn't love me anymore. What's her name?
Her name is Grace.
Grace doesn't love me.
Grace doesn't love.
Okay, a little bit of a foggy head there is what I'm feeling. Does that feel right? So let's go ahead and give you permission to have a foggy head, a little bit of a neck pain. Almost like, it's funny, the feeling this time on the neck is it almost feels like the neck can't support the head. Does that sound right? Does that resonate?
I guess I'm sitting up against the wall right now. I just have this headache.
Yeah. Just give yourself permission to have, I don't want to call it a headache because I don't believe it's a headache. It's a brain fog.
Yeah. It's not painful, but I know it's there. I can feel it.
You know? Yeah. So, it's interesting because this keeps coming up. So it would seem, and I'm just going to make a guess here, it seems that it's a protection mechanism. When something hurts, rather than feel the pain, let's put a blanket over it. Let's put a blanket over the head. Let's bring in the brain fog. So let's call this a protection. There's part of you that's trying to protect you so you don't have to feel the pain. Now let's just say thank you to the brain fog. I get you're trying to protect me. I'm with it.
You're trying to protect me. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. I just felt like almost an instant lift. Tell me if that resonates for you.
It doesn't. Right. I still feel it.
Give it a sec because I'm thinking that you're going to, it's just going to shift. But again, this is all about you. If you would just take your head off the wall.
Okay.
And just focus on it. Just allow it to be there and tell me if it's still there.
Still there.
Now that's kind of interesting. Give it permission to be there. Let's recognize it as the protection mechanism. I don't want to feel the pain, so the protection is the brain fog. I don't want to have to face reality. And it's not, I don't want to face reality. It's, I don't want to face this reality. Oh, now I'm feeling it again. Interesting. So give appreciation to it. Just send it appreciation. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's gone.
Cool. Okay, once again, grace doesn't love me. And I get an add-on of anymore for some reason, which is interesting. So I'll ask you, does it feel like she loved you at one time?
Yes.
Let me write that down. Because the first time, it was, she doesn't love me. But now it seems to have shifted to, grace doesn't love me anymore. Oh, that's interesting. So what that tells us is you were in a funk of, oh my God, she doesn't love me, she doesn't love me. But you released enough in this little short period of time to recognize, oh, she used to love me. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
That's cool. We're letting stuff go. We're letting stuff go. Grace doesn't love me anymore. Get in touch with it. Grace doesn't love me anymore.
Grace doesn't love me.
Good. I'm getting a feeling of nausea. Allow that feeling to come up. Grace doesn't love me anymore.
Grace doesn't love me anymore.
But I still love her.
But I still love her.
Now, this is crazy because what I'm feeling is I'm not feeling love coming from you. I do feel ownership. Now, men in our society, we are trained to think of women as property. That sounds like a crazy statement, but it's one that's historical. Is historically, women were considered property. Now, even though we, you know, it's not socially acceptable to think a woman as property, the energy and the feelings have continued to be passed down generationally. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So I'm going to ask you to try this on for size. Is just imagine her as property and you don't own her anymore. And we're going to do a comparison of feelings. I lost my property.
I lost my property.
Now what's crazy is I imagine the feelings feel very similar. Tell me if that resonates.
It does.
Crazy, 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 right?
Yeah.
Now, this is fantastic because I know you don't want to think of her as property. I know you don't. And I know most men would not want to think of themselves this way. But when you recognize this is nothing other than energy, I know that consciously you don't think of her this way. I know that consciously you don't think of women this way. Most men would not want to think that I think of women as property. They don't want to think of themselves that way. I know you don't want to think I think of Grace as property. And consciously, I know you don't. Consciously, most men don't think of women this way. Energetically, this has been passed down to us. And so it's important to realize this is not a conscious thought, but it is energy. And that's what we want to release. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Good. So once again, just feel, I lost my property.
I lost my property.
Ugh, yeah. Good, 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 good. I mean, it's that very same nauseating feeling, but it's easier to let go of is what I'm feeling. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Man, I feel like you've just taken a big drink of water from a stream or something because it's just feeling like energy is flowing. Tell me if that resonates for you.
That resonates with me.
Awesome. Okay, so let's go backwards. Grace doesn't love me anymore.
Grace doesn't love me anymore.
I'm getting almost no sense of resonating emotion with that. How about you?
No, same here.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, let's go back to hanging out with your friends, and I'll just ask you straight up because I want you to remember just whatever it was. 10 minutes ago, you were not able to get the words out when I asked you, well, what did you do? when you spent this $1,500 in one night. The words wouldn't even come out. So let me ask you again, what did you do when you spent the $1,500 this night?
I went to a strip club. I went to a strip club and I had a couple drinks. I went to a couple strip clubs. Just trying to connect a couple. And I blew $1,500 in one night.
I'm laughing because it's so funny because it's very nonchalant. The way that you said it was just so, I went to a movie, I went to a strip club. Yeah. It was just so non, there was no emotion there whatsoever. How cool is that?
I feel I can talk about it more freely.
It's not something that you want to do every weekend because, you know, there go the finances. You did it, and it's like, it's an experience.
Yeah.
And even more is you won't, I would imagine, you won't find yourself doing it again for the purpose of running away from the pain.
No, I'm not. And you know what? I'm not one to do that. Yeah, you're right. I won't do it for those reasons, to run away from the pain.
And like I said at the beginning of the session, is we're not judging right or wrong. We're not judging good or bad. This is what happened, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, running away from the pain is the thing that we want to really see. Fantastic. Okay, give me just a sec. I just kind of want to feel what we feel. Take a deep breath, if you would, please. Wow, that feels like it's going in and out a lot more freely. Tell me if that resonates.
It does. It does.
Yeah, it's like you can breathe easier.
Yeah, and I don't feel tense or any tightness. I feel a lot better.
Okay, we're going to take a step backwards. I want you to tell me on a scale of 0 to 10 how much you resonate with the statement I'm going to make. 0 being absolutely nothing, no resonance whatsoever. 10 being, oh yeah, that's me. Ready?
Yeah.
I have emotional freedom in my financial decision.
Out of 4, to be honest, 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
Went from 0 to 4 in under an hour. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I feel great. Man, I feel a lot better.
Nice, nice, nice.
So you may be wondering, whatever did become of our young man and his spending habits? When he first started, all of his credit cards were overdrawn. He was also overdrawn on his personal checking account. His phone plan was about to be disconnected for non-payment, and the car he had just purchased a few months prior was in danger of being repossessed. In addition to this, he had gotten into a pattern of borrowing from short-term loan businesses at very high interest rates. And he had turned over several of his prized possessions to a local pawnbroker, which then incurred more debt. In short, he was not in a good starting place. But he was in a stable and enviable job position where he was now earning almost twice the amount of money that he was earning just 6 months prior to our first session together. So getting out of this massive pile of debt wasn't too difficult once he had healed the energy of overspending. In a matter of only a few months, he had already paid down his credit card so he was not being charged late payments or overage charges. He was able to eliminate all negative balances on his checking account and was even starting to save money after just a few more months. He broke the habit of using short-term loan businesses and pawnbrokers, which greatly elevated his self-worth and self-esteem, and he quickly caught up with his phone and car payments. Since these were his only real obligations, this eliminated much of the stress that he was carrying, and he no longer felt the need to use overspending to compensate for low self-worth and low self-esteem. In short, he was now left in a very good new starting place. So now, let me ask you, are you ready to begin releasing old hurts and issues that have been limiting your self-worth and your self-esteem? Are you ready to move beyond past hurts in order to have a life that you truly desire? I believe that there are times when having another person to help guide you can really be a transformative experience. This is the reason that I encourage everyone to reach out for help when it comes to resolving issues that are difficult or seemingly impossible to work through on your own. And if you'd like to work with me, I'm here to help. I offer both one-on-one private sessions as well as group healing sessions. You can reach out to me through my website, patrickrodriguez.com, and set up a time for us to work together. Or sign up for my newsletter so you'll know when new podcasts are released. This has been Patrick Rodriguez, reminding you to release your past in order to open your present. Thanks for listening.